Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man.
Come here today with a message. As president, I have a responsibility to act with urgency and resolve when our nation faces clear and present danger. And that's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger. The health of our citizens and our communities is literally at stake. The UN's leading international climate scientists call the latest climate report nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity. Would you come
my way? This is the Trevor Carey Show. Did you burn out to the air? On the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come
my way? Let me say it again. Code red for humanity. It's not a group of political officials, elected officials. These are the scientists. We see it here in America, in red states and blue states. Extreme weather events costing $145 billion. $145 billion in damages just last year. Climate change is literally an existential threat to our nation and to the world. So my message today is this. This is an emergency. An emergency. And I will look at it that way. I said last week, and I'll say it again loud and clear. As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis in the absence of congressional action, notwithstanding their incredible action.
Can't even finish. All right. He's serious about the problems. You would think maybe he was talking about the border, right? That's the kind of language you would use about the border. Come on. Code red at the border, Joe?
Come here today with a message.
Let's hear that message. What is it?
As president, I have a responsibility to act with urgency and resolve when our nation faces clear and present danger.
Okay. 107,000 overdoses, 72,000 of those coming from fentanyl. We know which border it's coming across, Joe. Is that what you're talking about?
And that's what climate change is about.
Oh, climate change. Yeah, so he goes up to a climate conference up with Blackface Trudeau up in Canada and takes an 89-vehicle motorcade of gas-guzzling SUVs, of course. And when I saw the video, at first I was like, how fast are they driving through Ottawa? And then did you think the same thing? Yeah, we saw Squires and I saw the same video, but the guy sped it up so that you could see the whole 89 going by real quick. And I started to notice it when I would see people turning on the sidewalk like they're turning too fast and realize they weren't going that fast. But I could not believe all those cars. 89-vehicle motorcade roaring through Ottawa on its way to Parliament so our elected officials can discuss how gas cars are bad for the environment, man. That's like Al Gore. Al Gore won a Nobel Peace Prize. What did he do? He took a train to lower his carbon footprint. Look at old Al getting off the train in Europe. What a green guy he is. Let's give him a Nobel Peace Prize. We later learned he took his luggage in a limo. A limo went in the same route with all his stuff. But, yeah, Al was on the train. And, of course, we got Jill Biden talking to the Canadian lady up there, the Canadian Governor General.
It's been really warm because of global warming in the United States.
That's what she had to say up there. Does she think that she speaks for all of the United States when she says it's been really warm? Hey, Jill, it snowed in Southern California a few weeks ago. How's that? And she's still not even up to date with the right wording. Global warming, that's not weather, Jill. It's why they changed it to climate change so all the weather can be claimed as a change of the climate and a global climate crisis. Listen to Jill Biden again sitting in Canada.
Well, it's been really warm because of global warming in the United States. So.
It's a strange winter.
Yeah, it is.
It didn't get cold right away. It was pretty mild for most of the winter, and then it got really cold in February.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gets cold in February in Canada, doesn't it? But I still couldn't believe that motorcade. I've seen some presidential motorcades in person, in real life. Nothing ever like that, because I know I would have been way impressed. Maybe that's what Joe was trying to do to the folks up in Ottawa, impress them with his big, heavy, armored trucks and vans. And, of course, Biden is in the beast. It gets 3 miles a gallon. It weighs 20,000 pounds. And to tell us we're in a climate emergency, and y'all better go get those little electric cars, right? You heard Joe Biden talking about how much the extreme weather has cost us. The United Nations came out with a really cool climate change report. The Wall Street Journal ran it. How much does it cost to address climate change? Well, we're in the year 2023. Let's see. In 27 years, 2050, they said it's going to cost us $131 trillion. That's the United Nations climate change report. It's going to cost to address climate change $131 trillion. Just to keep that in perspective, the entire world's GDP was $85 trillion last year. That's the entire world. And they're going to tell us that it's going to cost this much. U.S. Department of Energy announced new regulations. What are you saying for gas stoves? We already heard about that. No. Well, gas stoves are still on it. But home air conditioner units, any portable air conditioner, any window air conditioner, new regulations to reduce what? The carbon footprint. U.S. Department of Energy announced builds on the historic actions Biden took last year to strengthen our outdated energy efficiency standards, which will help save on people's energy bills and reduce our nation's carbon footprint, said Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. So the historic actions that Biden took last year are helping us save on our energy bills. Guys, that really is George Orwell's 1984. I mean, that's, no, you're not helping people's. See, when the energy bills are going up and you got the energy secretary stating out in the public that what Joe Biden has done is help people save on energy bills. It's never been a time in America like this, has it? They said the new standards would save the United States approximately, ready, $1.5 billion a year. And it's going to lower carbon dioxide by 106 million metric tons over the next 30 years. So we're going to save $150 billion a year, I guess, to make our air conditioners more energy efficient. $105 billion a year. We could have just kept our air conditioners the same and didn't send Zelensky the money. We wouldn't have to worry about this, let's see, for, 150 years. $1.5 billion a year we're going to save. Who cares? Let's just don't send the money to Ukraine and not worry about it for 150 years. Bam, I'd slam the gavel down and say, next. So they got energy regulations for the gas stoves. Of course, we know about that. One-third of homes in the U.S. have gas stoves in the kitchen. They're going to do a ban on gas stoves. Yes, they are. They're not going to do a ban on it. They're just going to make the regulation so hard, it's going to put them out of business. Exactly what they're doing. They're going to do the same washing machines, ovens, refrigerators. City of Louisville, Colorado. I know that because people would call it Louisville. And because it's spelled the same way as Louisville, Kentucky. I'd be like, nah, it's not Louisville. They pronounce it Louisville. 30 minutes north of Denver. They voted to approve a city ordinance that would cap the number of gas stations allowed in the city at 6, meaning just one more gas station would be allowed. And that new gas station and any others that they build have to meet all the requirements. So see, you see what happens in California? See it spreading, right? We became a transgender, kidnap a kid, sanctuary state. Now Minnesota's doing it. See, that's why Senator Scott Wiener is one of the most dangerous men in America. L.A. started this whole thing about gas stations. Now Colorado is putting this in. A newly built station, or if they expand one, has to include EV charging stations equal to 20% of the number of gas pumps at the station, but no less than 2. Can you imagine if the government went into pizza restaurants and say, hey, you got to sell green vitamin veggie smoothies as 20% of your business? It's exactly what they're doing to the gas stations. Last time I checked, gas stations were private, right? Pizza places are private. Government involvement. A report said that one of the reasons behind the move was to encourage more electric vehicles. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's going to do cuts on their bus program. Why are they having to do cuts on a bus program in D.C.? There's a lot of rich political people in D.C., and there's a ton of poor people in the District of Columbia. And they said, well, we're going to be shifting all our buses to electric or zero emissions, so we're going to have to cut out regular bus routes, half of them. They're going to cut out half the regular bus routes to have enough money to be able to bring in electric buses. But they're going to be like, oh, all the rides are free. Who wants a free ride when you got to wait triple the amount of time for your bus to come? The mayor said, we're having this transit discussion. We looked at our costs. We made the decision to recommend limiting three of the six routes are just going to go away so they have enough money to flip it over electric. And there might be one little detail that they forgot to tell you about those electric vehicles. You know, the ones that are going to replace gas cars? I was watching NCAA this weekend, and boy, they're throwing a lot of money into these electric vehicles out there. Reuters said, for many electric vehicles, ready, there is no way to repair or even access even slightly damaged battery packs after accidents, and this has forced insurance companies to write off cars that just have a few miles. Those battery packs are piling up in scrap yards across America already. So why can't you just replace the battery, right, when it's damaged? Well, the battery packs in these electric vehicles cost, some of them, $10,000. They say sometimes it can represent up to 50% of an electric vehicle's price. So if you want to replace one of those batteries, you're going to have to shell out tens of thousands. And the Center for Technology, a research institute, said EV battery production emits far more CO2 than fossil fuel models. Did you hear that? EV battery production emits far more CO2 than fossil fuel models, meaning the building of the battery, meaning that the electric vehicles have to be driven for thousands of miles before they can even offset the emissions that they say we're saving. And then what do? We work hard, save all this CO2. Look at us all. Woo, California. We work hard for 10 years. Eliminating CO2, and what happens? One brush fire turns into a forest fire. It eliminates all that. Gone. Overnight, gone. But remember, it's been really warm because of global warming in the United States. That's Jill Biden up in Canada setting them straight. Equity, equity, equity. Equity's got to be stopped and stopped now. It's not the way to behave, actually. Equity is racist to its core. And get ready, ready. Kidney transplants are going to be distributed based on equity. Kidney transplants. I'm telling you, it's time to fight and save this place. I'll tell you the latest next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Rain coming in tonight. We could get an inch of rain in the valley floor, up to two more additional feet of snow in the Sierra. Boy, it's going to come rolling in. And this looks like a shorter, quicker storm, but they said it could turn into one of those supercell soakers like we got earlier in March out there. We've heard the word equity. Even Mayor Jerry Dyer used it in one of his statements last week. This Cincinnati mother of two, she told Fox she felt insulted that the superintendent is going to lower standards for a college prep school to increase diversity. It's happening all over. This mom happens to be black, and yes, that does matter to this story. She said, so what problems are you trying to solve? To say we're just going to solve the problem by lowering the bar doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't solve the issue. She's got two kids that go to this college prep school. And she said the issue is that the district's not educating the students. They needed to provide options for students. And the school that her kids go to, the prep school, she said approximately 40% of the students enrolled in that school are black in there in Cincinnati. And she said the district leaders discussed the possibility of lowering academic standards during a school board meeting. She said, as an African-American parent, I'm insulted. I don't believe standards need to be lowered for African-Americans to get into this school. Oh, it's Kamala's equity.
Not everybody starts out on third base.
She's now traveling, went over to Africa. Joe Biden got her out of the country. Go to Africa, Kamala. So we'll see what tomorrow, what some of her word salads over there. You know she's going to have some, right? The it's not just Fresno Unified either. Here's a stat here. Cincinnati Public Schools, where this mom has her kids in prep school, said math scores, largest declines ever. See, this is the tsunami rolling on effect. They dropped 5 points in fourth grade, 8 points for eighth graders, and they just want to continue this. Let's just dumb it all down till everybody's the same level of stupidity, and then we'll really be able to control them, right? Equity, equity. Now they're talking about equity on the kidney transplant list. Let me ask you, if somebody donates one of their kidneys and later on needs one, should they go to the top of the transplant list? I say yes, because that would make people, okay, for those of you that, I don't know, maybe educated in California, you got two kidneys, and if you donate one, what's that leave you? Do the old math, two, like one, you got one kidney left. So then if you, as a kidney donator, had a kidney problem, you would need a kidney, but you only got one. So when you donate a kidney, they move you to the top of the transplant list if that ever unfortunately happens to you. And that's good. That's good people. That's what normal people would agree with. Not anymore. No, the bureaucrats in the transplant list. Time for a more equitable approach. Equitable. So the people at the top of the kidney transplant list are people that have donated one of their organs so somebody else can live. Or a young kid, a great match with an organ, and all of this. And the United Network for Organ Sharing, they're a private nonprofit. They got a contract with the federal government, and they're the ones that actually run the transplant waiting list. And doing this, why would you do this? Well, they said a policy change is needed because of equity. And I think everybody knows what equity means, right? The new policy refers to improvements in equity. But it's not clear what they're actually talking about. But I think if we took a reasonable guess, we know it's to help black patients or other minorities get moved up the list quicker than those cisgender white folks. That's what the equity means in this. And anything that actually discourages people from donating is a disaster. And believe me, this is one of those things that would discourage people from donating. And you do know on your driver's license, I tell everybody, there's no. I don't understand it. Maybe your religious beliefs. Even that, I don't understand why you think your body is going to still be important to you after you have passed on. But there are people that believe that. The thing about with the driver's license, they say the majority of people that donate an organ like that die in their sleep. And the organ's not usable. If somebody finds you in the morning, it's too late. So that's why living donors are so important. And there's already too few of them, especially living kidney donors. Right now in America, how many people do you think are waiting for a kidney transplant? 90,000. 90,000 Americans are waiting on that list. And can you imagine being bumped or get jumped just due to your skin pigmentation? Well, that's the unfairness that they actually have today, that this is not equitable. The list for that is not equitable. Neither are police dogs, because we know police dogs are racist. They're still trying to get this going here in California. A bill that would ban the use of police dogs because of they're racist. Police dogs. I don't understand the point. They said police canines have roots in slavery, been used as a tool of oppression for black and brown people communities, as the president of NAACP. I tell you what, you pass this with the dogs, if this happens in California, which it probably will. Next, we're going to hear that, rifles and guns have roots in slavery. Well, while we're at it, the white cops, great, 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 great granddaddy had roots in slavery. So we got an issue with him too. They argue that the injuries related to canines disproportionately affect black people more than any other racial group in America. You know, they say the same thing about school suspensions, don't they? Maybe you can start piecing something together off of something called the facts. The facts. That tornado that hit the South over the weekend, it's a mile wide. It ran for 170 miles. Utter destruction. And you know what's missing right now from a zoo? A tiger. Tiger got out during those hurricanes, during that tornado. I'll tell you the latest on that, and also we'll give you an update on Nashville next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Learned an hour ago when we had iHeart sister station's morning host from WLAC in Nashville on, Michael Patrick Leahy. Some of you might remember that name. Does sound familiar? He writes for Breitbart since 2012. And he said the shooting, did he say about a mile from the iHeart studios? Yeah. And there he is, a news guy getting it. Okay, school shooting where? Nashville? Our town? Where? A mile away. Boy, that's the news hitting home. Podcasts available if you want to go back and hear somebody from Nashville describing what it was like there this morning as all this was breaking out. It's available at powertalk967.com. It's all podcasts. Actually are. Here's the latest from Fox on it.
Hale apparently at one point attended the Covenant School, a private Christian academy for around 200 pre-K to 6th grade students. Three children were killed in the shooting. In the shooter's home, police say they discovered clear signs that this was a premeditated attack.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And as we're learning, the woman claimed to be a man with a uterus. And now that we find this out, I'm sure they'll downplay it, right? The shooting. We know Tennessee is what? Oh, we know Tennessee. That's a state that has a lot of gun culture, right? Here's a reporter, Jean Pierre, at the White House talking about it. Not a bad question, but listen to her non-answer response. I tell you, this White House spokeswoman is the worst. I didn't think you could be worse than Jen Psaki, but she is.
Tennessee is obviously a state with a gun culture as a part of its identity for many Tennesseans who live there and believe in a gun culture. Do you think there is any component of this, like having a female suspect, highly unusual, like in single-digit percentage of this, that could be a point for him to address to try to break through on a subject that has thus far not made change in the legislative realm?
So look, I know that the reporting on the shooting is still coming out, so I want to be very mindful and not get a, I've heard or watched those reportings as well before coming out, so just want to be very mindful to not get ahead of...
You're the White House spokeswoman, and you're talking about reports, what you watched on CNN backstage? You're the person with the info.
I'm sure there'll be an investigation. They'll look into it.
Yeah, there'll be an investigation and they'll look into it. Thank you for that. Thank you for that wisdom from the podium at the White House. There's going to be an investigation and they're going to look into it. This is her stall game. I've got her down.
I want to be careful from here. The president's going to continue to take action to reduce gun violence.
Oh, he is, huh? Going to take action to reduce gun violence. Okay. You going to lay that out there, sister? Nah, she didn't lay it out, did she? Not at all. Not at all. Horrible. Horrible. We were talking with our WLAC Nashville, Michael Leahy, the manifesto that they have found. Also, it said that she targeted the because this was a church school, she targeted the pastor's daughter. And Michael from WLAC in Nashville said that that last name was on the list of shootings. Went in there intentionally. This was a demon in this woman. This is the devil going to kill Christ-like people. And it's all based upon that rooting in there. I'm sure they'll find out in the manifesto. I'm guessing here. But the fact that this was a, quote, transgender individual, a woman that said she was living as a man, already has some mental issues. Just right out the gate right there. I mean, we can nail that one down easily. But we'll find out more here what happened. Just horrible. Just horrible. And that hurricane, that the tornado in the south. My mom and dad are moving back to Tennessee this summer from Arizona, going to retire back there, and they're building them a house. And I keep telling them, I'm like, just build, please, I'll feel better if you have a storm, something. I even said, like, have a little trap door in the floor of the kitchen that you open up, and it's a slide. You just go down under the house, whoosh, slide right down. Way to do it. Here's a weather guy in Mississippi as this was right on top of a town. Listen.
And again, assuming we're moving 65 miles per hour, I would say the western few streets in Amory were now less than 2 minutes away. This is a strong, life-threatening tornado. But the reality is that this could be changing directions, okay? So Amory, we need to be in our tornado safe place. We got a new scan coming in here as we speak. Oh, man. Like, north side of Amory, this is coming in.
You know what he's looking at? He's looking at a monitor that shows a town and then shows the front, the tornado that's hitting it. It's probably three times the size of the town. I mean, that's why he was going, this town's going to get wiped out. This thing was at least a mile wide, and it traveled for 170 miles.
Oh, man. Dear Jesus, please help them. Amen. Okay, so this is going to track along Highway 25. Unfortunately, this is cut farther, a little bit more east.
Thumbs up to that weather guy right there. Dear Jesus, please help them. We realize when we get to a certain point, right, that the military can't help. Sheriff's Department can't help. National Weather Service can't help. Dear Jesus, please help them. Now, this tornado ripped through the south. In Georgia, tornado tore through the area, and they had a zoo, a park there, Pine Mountain Animal Safari. And now a tiger is apparently loose in Georgia, says Fox. Unclear how the tiger escaped. The sheriff's office advised citizens to stay off the road as well. I remember in Zanesville, Ohio, I remember that town, all those animals got out. Some of them wild. It was a dude that had them at his house, and they had to shoot them. And there are a lot of animal rights people so upset. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to be upset? What about a little girl at a bus stop and one of those tigers comes up on her, right? It's not uncommon to have animals escape from the zoo. The wildest zoo animal escapes of all time. You know, you keep them caged in, and sometimes they can't keep them locked up. And zoos came in about 100 years ago, and there have been some crazy zoo escapes. And as I've always stated, I'm not a zoo fan, not at all. I don't like them. I think it's depressing. I don't understand why it's kind of cool to see it and all, but they get bored, I would think, being in captivity, and they made some daring escapes over the years, from kangaroos to hippos. They've broken free from the zoo. There's conflicting reports on this story, even in some of the more reputable newspapers. But the basic facts go a little something like this. A monkey named Capone and more than 150 other monkeys, the Chicago Tribune put the number at 175, escaped a Long Island zoo for several days back in 1935. So the monkey's keeper in the cage is going about his normal business of cleaning it up. And that's when the monkeys made the move. This worker put a board across the moat that went from the island, to the place where the humans could go. And the monkeys just walked across the board and to freedom. And it took 2 days. They actually found them all and brought them back. In 2005, an African flamingo made a break from a zoo in Kansas. They organized a search. 8 years later, a bird watcher spotted the flamingo 650 miles away on the Texas Gulf Coast. He'd found him a wife, and they were hanging out, so they didn't bring him back to the zoo. They let him out. During the summer of 1985, an orangutan named Ken Allen. Something about this story when I was reading this. Would I remember this from 85? Orangutan at the San Diego Zoo. You remember that San Diego guy? You ever heard this story? He outsmarted his keepers for several months. He would escape climbing the retaining wall. And they said, how's he doing this? There's no handholds. For the 1985, an orangutan at San Diego Zoo. The first time he escaped, he wandered around the zoo staring at all the other animals, and then they let him back in. He escaped a second time. And this time, he went over to another orangutan to throw rocks at him. Ken Allen went to throw rocks at Otis the orangutan. The third time he escaped, he found a crowbar that was left behind by an employee, but he didn't use it anyway. So after all that, they decided to keep a watch on him. How was he climbing out of his enclosure? And just like any good criminal, he stopped trying to escape when they were looking at him. So they went undercover as tourists, and he still wasn't fooled. They said they had to hire rock expert climbers to figure out how he was getting out, and then spent $40,000 to fix the rocks so he couldn't escape anymore. So before you hired expert rock climbers to figure out how he was escaping, did they ever think in 1985? We had video cameras in. I mean, I read this and I'm like, why don't you just put it a little cheaper, I guess, than hiring rock climber experts? Put a camera up. You had them. In 2013, a wild tiger walked out of the forest and into a zoo. You get that one? Walked out of the forest and came into the zoo. The zookeepers, they took a chance. They threw the door open to the enclosure, and the male tiger wandered in, made himself at home for the next several weeks. They said he was happy in the zoo. He would eat, he would nap, he'd walk around. They said he would, of course, have sex with the female tigers. And then they said, as nonchalantly as he arrived, he said, I'm out of here. He escaped, went up a two-story security wall, and made his escape. To this day, the tiger remains at large. Early in the morning of June 1st, 2018, several animals, including two lions, two tigers, a bear, and a jaguar, escaped from a zoo in Germany. What happened there was a thunderstorm caused flooding, and it allowed them to get out of their pens. They used a drone. They located them all. They were still safely in the zoo. The only animal that actual escape was the bear. They shot him on the spot. He was out in the zoo's public pass, walking around, and there were people around, so they shot him. And that bear died. In 2012, a penguin managed to scale a wall and squeeze through a hole in a fence at Tokyo Sea Life Park, and remains at large, still at large. And then 2 months later, they found it. It was in good health. He had hunted successfully, and he had maintained his weight through the whole ordeal. So they get out often. I had no idea till I saw that tornado story about a tiger loose. And I said, you know, I bet you there's more that have gotten loose. And yeah, lions, even elephants and rhinos have been on the run after escaping zoos. They're no different than humans. They're going, I can't stay in here. How long am I going to have to stay in here? Well, President Trump's first campaign rally, as they're calling it, in Waco, Texas. Who wasn't there? Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Who else wasn't there? Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And there wasn't much laughter. There was some silence. I'll play you the silent moments of Trump's rally. We'll listen in next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, I guess we can see what former President Donald J. Trump's motive, ammo, is going to be in this 2024. I think the Democrats will win in 2024. I don't see it happening. I really don't. That's just That's how I'm feeling right now.
But I'm a loyalist, and when a man comes to me, tears in his eyes, and he's fighting somebody that's at 42 and he's got almost $30 million in the bank, he's at almost nothing, he's got no cash, and I say, I can't give you an endorsement, there's no way you can win, you're dead. But he fought a little bit, like 150. He was certainly no Jim Jordan, that I can tell you. I said, you can't win, can you? How do you can win? Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please. Please, sir, endorse me.
No applause. It was strange. It was the opposite of Trump rallies.
This was the first time that we heard the former president speak at length about the investigations against him. He said that every piece of his life had been turned upside down. The current GOP frontrunner called the 2024 election the final battle and highlighted what he feels is among the country's top concerns.
The weaponization of our justice system is not, as some have called it, a political spectacle. This is the central issue of our time. I think it's one of the biggest issues.
This rally came exactly 1 week after the former president predicted that he would be arrested in 3 days' time as a result of an investigation launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Well, that Tuesday came without action.
It should all be focused on Joseph Biden. That's who he should be ripping on.
But I did rallies for Ron that were massive rallies, and they were very successful. So we got him the nomination.
You didn't get him anything. Stop it.
We then got him the election. He said, I don't think I can make it.
No. He won the election. He won that. Did Sheriff Margaret Mims come out and say, former Sheriff Margaret Mims, I endorse this candidate. I won them the election. Stop it, please.
The other guy was really popular, believe it or not. He was going to be the next president of the United States. But that didn't work out too well. They caught him in a crack den. Remember one thing. Florida has been tremendously successful for many years, long before this guy became governor. Florida was tremendously successful under Rick Scott. Whether you like him or not, Charlie Crist, it was very successful. He was a Republican at the time.
Also, you're going to bring up the success of Charlie Crist? That's who you're going to go into a Republican rally and say, good guy, Florida was great under him, but this guy that I got elected.
But right? Florida's been successful for decades. In fact, probably as or more successful than it is now.
Stop it. It's not attractive. Somebody get it through Trump's head that this is not what we want. And we don't want this from Biden either. Listen to Jean Pierre here.
Schools should be safe spaces for our kids to grow and learn and for our educators to teach.
Oh, okay.
In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban?
Oh, we're going to step up. We're going to step up. We're reaching a tipping point. That's where I'm at. I'm at a tipping point. Yeah, Joe Biden is so concerned about the murder of children. Here's the first thing he said when he had a microphone to speak to the nation.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress.
Hey, if you voted for this, this is a real proud moment for you.
Folks, welcome to the White House. And it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids, all four of them?
Yeah, and you stay away from them.
Guys.
Why would you be talking about those four kids right there when three had just lost their life in Nashville? He's up talking about ice cream. I don't understand these guys.
But when he gets the nomination because of you.
Quit
he wins the election because of you. 2 years later, the fake news is up there saying, will you run against the president? Will you run? And he says, I have no comment. I say, that's not supposed to happen. I have no comment. No. So I'm not a big fan, but I love, that's right. He's a disciple of Paul Ryan. He is actually a disciple. That's why he wanted to cut Social Security.
Go watch the video of Trump. You'll see it's nothing like the last one. Whichever candidate follows the truth. I want the truth. The truth. Like, hey, I shouldn't have let Fauci run the nation. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, if he's willing. Back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. John Girardi, he's next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.